Superannuation policy is shaping up to be a key point of difference between the major political parties in the lead-up to next year's federal election. Tax breaks are estimated by Treasury to cost $32 billion annually, and Labor wants to scale back the generous concessions for high-income earners. The government says it has no plans at this stage to tinker with the policy and is also resisting calls for a wider inquiry into retirement incomes. Dr. Mike Keating is the chairman of a newly formed committee for sustainable retirement incomes, and he joins me in our Canberra studio now. Dr. Keating, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
In your former role as Department Head of Finance and then PM&C, you were instrumental in setting up the superannuation scheme. What's wrong? What's gone wrong with it?
Well, I don't think anything's gone wrong with it in the sense that it's fundamentally achieving what it was expected to achieve, which is to provide for people's retirement incomes. And in many respects, it's one of the best retirement income schemes in the world. However, there has been a lot of tinkering with it, principally because of the costs, and though there have been various attempts to rein in the costs, I think the other thing that is that when it was set up, obviously the focus was on what we call the accumulation phase. That is people saving, because no one had yet retired. But now, 20 years later,
we're facing a lot of retirement.
We're facing a lot of retirements, and the provision for retirement products isn't very good.
Part of the problem seems to be that there are also flaws in the design, because it's allowed governments to tinker with it over time, hasn't it? And it's sort of undermined the trust in the system, in a sense. Do you think that it could have been designed, that the whole thing should have been designed better?
I wouldn't say that. Perhaps I'm biased because I was involved in the design. I think what's one of the things that is wrong with it is that there's not been sufficient clarity about the purpose of retirement, of the superannuation guarantee, and probably not a sufficient understanding of its interaction with the age pension system. So an important thing to do, we think, if there were an inquiry into it or a review of it, would be to establish very clearly what the objectives are and the interaction between superannuation.
And you think there should be an inquiry?
Yes, I certainly do think there should be an inquiry. I mean, the purpose of my committee is really to encourage a debate, so that we can develop a consensus. I mean, in your introduction, you said the parties are going in different directions. I don't think we'll get good reform until there is a widespread consensus about what the purpose of the scheme, retirement income scheme, is, and how we can best achieve that purpose.
Okay, but often changes seem to be made to it, essentially for short-term political and budgetary reasons. So it has been manipulated politically since its inception, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly, as I use the word, tinkered with, and I think one of the prime motivations has been what you call budgetary considerations. As you mentioned, the cost is over $30 billion now, and it's projected to be over $50 billion in 3 years. Now, that's a phenomenal rate of growth. It would then mean it's costing more than the age pension.
Tony Abbott says he's got no plans to review the super tax concessions, which are pretty generous for more wealthy Australians. Is he letting them off the hook, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by letting them off the hook.
Well, do you think he should actually do something about, reining in what some see as an inequity?
I think he should. And I think, personally, that it's not terribly smart to tighten the age pension, which is affecting people at the bottom, and not tighten the superannuation concessions, which are most generous to the people at the top.
What's the solution then to the super issue? I mean, we are all living longer. As you say, there's a whole avalanche of retirement coming down the chute towards us, and the superannuation system seems to be at the centre of this controversy continually.
Well, I think it's at the centre of the controversy, partly because of the increasing cost, though that in itself, to me, isn't an argument. Various items of government expenditure go up and down. But I think there is a question about the fairness of the government assistance. And secondly, there is a real concern about what you do after you receive your superannuation. At the point of retirement, what do you do with that lump sum of money? How do you best use it? At the moment, the individual is wearing all the risks of longevity, how long they'll live. They've got to make assessment of that. The risks about investment, how they the risks of inflation. They're wearing all the risks. Now, that's unusual, and there's not many good products for them to use to do that. Most countries, the risks are pooled. In Australia, the risks are taken individually.
When you were designing this, putting it together in the Keating office back in the early 90s, did you ever think it was going to be quite what it's turned out to be?
Yeah, I think we did. I think if you go back to that era, yeah, we weren't stupid. We could work out what 9% contribution rate would generate in terms of funds. And, you know, so it was always an expectation that it would generate very big balances, which it has. My concern is we didn't think enough about what people did with the balances when they retired.
Okay. Mike Keating, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Mike Keating, who was instrumental in the formulation of the superannuation system in the Paul Keating office back in the early 1990s.